for the recording skills, and welcome to the Tools for Change question and answer call. Thank you so much for being here. And what would it take for this call to be more fun, phenomenal, and rewarding than you ever imagined possible? So I just want to start off by telling you a bit about the Tools for Change program and why I created it. So many years ago, when I started working with clients on more on creation and manifestation and creating the lifestyle of their dreams, what I realized is that the tools of law of attraction that I was using were not working as well as they could have. I was seeing that there was a pushing and pulling of whatever people were attracting. So the more we focused on what it was that they were wanting to get, the further away the thing they wanted was going from them. And I needed a system that would support me and bring everything that they wanted a lot more closely. So a lot of what I do, the majority of what I do, is energy work. And that's not a really easy thing to explain. I can only explain it in analogy. But the way that I was seeing it was that I had a client and they were standing to the left, and then what they wanted was to the right, and I was sort of a witness to that sort of line or road that was between them and that thing, and I was like in the middle pulling that towards them. The more they focused on what it is that they wanted, the more it stayed further away from them, and the idea was to pull that thing that they wanted to them so that it would just kind of move over all the way to the left so that they could physically be experiencing that thing. And so I was finding that really, really hard work because it was so far away from them energetically. And for me, what was keeping that path away from them energetically were their blocks and their limiting beliefs. And what I found was that there's some common blocks and limiting beliefs that people have, and it's really easy for me to put things in place to remove them. So I created this program so that I could then work with people after they had already started that process, so that that kind of road that was in between them and what it was that they were looking to have was a lot shorter. And it was almost like Tools for Change sort of like flipped the road, if that makes sense. So instead of it being like a rough terrain or something, so if you imagine like a 2-ton truck and you're trying to pull that towards you, and the 2-ton truck is like all your dreams or something, or your lifestyle, whatever it is that you're looking to create, if you have like flat tires on it and the emergency brakes are on and the terrain between you and that thing is really rough, and maybe there's a speed to it, so you have to be pulling the thing uphill. So what I'm actually doing is creating a much smoother terrain. And, well, it's not really me. I've set the tools in place for you to use so that you create that terrain. So do you guys get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Perfect. So that's why I created this program, because I wanted to be able to have a much smoother terrain so that when I did start working with someone, it was really plain, easy sailing. The road was really smooth, and it was just so much easier to pull that thing forward. So the idea is that you use the tools in your own time, and use them as much as possible. And if possible, use them in the order that they're provided. So you've got the step one, which is the open to the infinite, and then you've got the step two, which is the discover your greatness. It's the videos, and then you have the energetic journey. So as long as you do them in order, then you are creating the building blocks to smooth out the terrain and to literally remove the limitations that have kept you from having your stuff. So the number one question of last week was, where's my stuff, basically? So the thing about this program and manifesting is that you're still using law of attraction at the end of the day. No matter what we do, it's there. It's just like the law of gravity. You can't not have it in place. So the way I like to describe how the universe works is that what you perceive, you receive, or what you talk about, you receive, and what you notice, you receive. So if you witness something and you have a fixed point of view about that something that you witnessed, just by being a witness to that and not having an ambiguous attitude towards it, then you get more of that. Because it's my belief that we are changing all the time. Everything's in flux and changing constantly. It's just that most people create the same exact thing over and over and over again. And that's what I used to do. I used to have a really, really crappy, shitty life, and I just created that same thing over and over and over and over again until I learned these tools and threw myself into them. So if you're functioning from a place of being a witness to what is going on, and what is going on is not, you know, yummy and fun and orgasmic, then I would suggest that you start asking questions. So the questions from the open to the infinite are great. I mean, you might want to be doing those 4 or 5 times a day. I mean, when I first started doing access, I literally would set like 5-minute periods aside each day. I'd have like 5 of them where I would just run the questions for 5 minutes. And I needed that because I was so unhappy. I just was a really, really super unhappy person, and I had so much trauma and drama, and I would have maybe a couple of minutes of real happiness every week. And I remember that happiness was so foreign to me. And this might be like TMI, so I apologize in advance if you don't like it, but it'll be a good test of whether or not, you know, you would ever want to work with me. But I remember having sex and having an orgasm, and that threw me into a spiral of immense panic, which I wasn't able to get out of for, I think it was like well over 24 hours or something. I mean, it was like, that's how bad my unhappiness was. It was like I couldn't even enjoy, you know, like 30 seconds of pure bliss. It just was insane. So I get the whole thing where people are not happy, because I've been there. And, you know, I'm not going to like have a competition as to who's been the unhappiest or whatever. I'm just saying that I know that I got out of it, and I know what I did to get out of it. So one tool that I used was asking, what ambiguity can I be here? So instead of locking anything into place, I would just consistently ask, what ambiguity can I be here? And that was a huge turning point for me. That allowed things to shift for me, because instead of being a witness to the trauma and drama and the misery that I was having in my life, I started to be ambiguous about it. So the way that the universe works, the way that spirit works, and this is just my belief, and it's the belief of like some Native Americans, but not that it matters anyway, is that there is no sort of right or wrong or good or bad or blame or shame or no value or meaning. Like if you take someone that a lot of people would say is a bad person, like Hitler, and you were to look at him from source energy, there would not be that judgment there that we as humans have, because that's not how spirit works. So this whole thing where there's religions, like I grew up being a Greek Orthodox and also learning and going to many different churches and religions, and my viewpoint of God was that God was up in heaven sitting on a throne, and he had a book where he was, where there was two lines, and there was a good line and there was a bad line, and whenever you did anything bad, God made a tick, and if you, or a check mark, and if you did something good, then God made a check mark on that. So that was my belief system, and I feel like a lot of people function from that, where, you know, at the end of the day, there's this higher power that is judging you. And I don't believe that to be true whatsoever. And I don't feel that it's a good thing for you to judge you either. So if you can get to a place of ambiguity or interesting point of view with whatever's going on with you, then it's so much easier to change it. But the way the universe works is, with the law of attraction, is if you're focusing on that thing that you want and you're being a witness to the lack of having it, then you get more of the lack of having it. Do you get what I'm saying with that?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Okay, perfect. So not only are you, do you get more of that, it's literally what you were creating. So until you change that, the universe is just going to keep supplying you with that. So a little story that I have that my husband told me in the first year of us being together, he has been training in Native American awareness and survival skills for, well, at that time it was for 15 years. And he was telling me the story about tracking. So tracking is where you literally track an animal from their tracks or their footprints. And he said, you never track alone. And I said, well, why not? And he says, because when you're tracking, I mean, you can do, once you really get it and you've got total awareness and you can really see the tracks, like even on concrete, where most people can't see animal tracks on concrete. Like if you're on a sidewalk, or in this country you call it a pavement, if the pavement is clean, can you see dog tracks normally or ever?
No.
If it's super clean. Well, a tracker can. So, I mean, that's how amazing it is. Their skills are phenomenal. But he says, you never track alone. And I was like, why not? And he said, because when you're tracking alone, you are always right. He says, you always know what the animal is. You always know the sex of the animal. You always know all of the information about the animal and where the animal is going. And he said, and you know this even when you're wrong. And he said, it's only when you have someone else there tracking with you that you can have a debate and come to a more accurate point of view with it. So that really struck me, and it kind of makes me think about what it's like with the universe, because with the universe, no matter what you believe, you are always right. You're always right. So if you are like me and you've spent tons of time and tons of money on personal development, and this was me just like 3 years ago, and things are still not where you want them to be, and you're focusing on, I've spent loads of time and loads of money on personal development, and I'm still having the same old shit, then the universe is giving you that because you are right, and the universe is always going to prove you right. So with the tracking story, Julian said that you will have all the evidence to support your findings with tracking. Everything will say that you are so correct about the direction the animal is traveling in, and even what animal it is, even if you're completely wrong. And that's what happens with us. No matter what we believe, the universe gives us proof and evidence that we are right. And it's only when you have someone else who can mirror back to you what they see and what you're seeing, and give you just that opening of a different perspective, can you actually really know what's going on? So my whole thing, and one of the things, places that I function from, is that if I don't know what's real, if I don't know what the real thing is, and if I don't know if I'm right or wrong, then the story I'm going to tell is going to be a good story. So a lot of my training and work that I do now is access-based, but this one thing that I'm telling you is not access-based at all. It's my thing. Because I'm a huge storyteller.
Yeah? Angela, could you ask everybody to mute their phone lines, because there's someone that's not muted that's really making a lot of noise, and it's hard to hear you.
Okay. All right. If you can mute, that would be great. And if I can find who is making noise, I will. I was just... what I'll do is I'll mute everyone. I do not know how to how you can ask me a question if I mute you. I think you have to press star 2. Yeah, press star 2 if you want to talk, but I've now muted everyone. So hopefully the line is much clearer for you. And thank you for bringing that to my attention, because actually I couldn't hear it. Okay, so let me just get back to where I was. I'm trying to remember where I was now. Hold on. I'm going to unmute North Carolina, because I think that's Lisa. Is that you, Lisa? Can you talk?
Is this me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Hey.
Yeah, what was I just saying?
You were talking about tracking, and you were talking about, you know, what you give out to the universe is what the universe gives to you, and you were saying something about Julian said or has told you about something.
Okay, yes, got it. Perfect.
Okay.
So were you able to hear all of that?
Up until the very end part, I was
okay.
It had gotten like yeah, up until the end.
Okay. All right, perfect. So awesome. Perfect. So hold on just a second, because two people have raised their hands, so I'll unmute you. Mary?
Yes, Angela, you were actually at the point where you said your work right now that you were talking about was not access-based, but most of the work that you've been doing with this program.
Okay, perfect. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, and someone in Maryland calling on a cell phone has your hand up, so you're 410. I'm going to unmute the line. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, wait.
Hi.
Now you're unmuted. Do you have a question?
Hello? Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just a little confused because you said that even if you're wrong, the evidence will still appear there. So, like, if you're
yes.
focusing on what you do want and the evidence is showing you that it's coming to you, like, how do you know if it's actually still not coming to you? Does that make any sense?
No. Sorry, what's your name, first of all?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Sheree. Hi.
Hi, Sheree. Sheree, I'm finding it really difficult to hear you. Is there any way to turn your phone up or speak? I don't know if there's any way to hear you better, if there's anything you might be able to do to help me.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, my God, yes. Perfect.
Hi, sorry. I had my headset in.
Okay.
Okay, so you said that whatever you're focusing on, will the universe will basically show you the evidence, regardless
mm-hmm.
of whether or not it's actually real or true or right. So my question
yeah.
is, I was a little confused if you're focusing on what you do want, but like it was like, wait, what if it's really not coming to you, even though the evidence is like showing that it is?
Okay, so what I mean by that, it's not just evidence. It literally, you're creating your reality with your perception. So if you think someone hates you, like say, Sheree thought I hated you, then you would be provided evidence that I hated you. So that's the first step. But then the more you focused on how I hated you because you started collecting and gathering that evidence, the more you would be creating that. So in the beginning, it could just be a misperception or a misunderstanding, or it could be like a past life thing between us or something. You know, it could be a million things. It could be that I was having the most phenomenally bad day and, you know, I had a bit of jaggedy energy and, you know, I might not have meant to come across the way I did, or it could have just been something that you literally made up in your mind because your mind does not like to have gaps. And a lot of times there are gaps in the way we communicate. I have huge gaps in the way I communicate personally. I drive my family absolutely nuts because I will stop mid-sentence because I do so much energy work and I'm just so much space so much of the time, and it just drives them nuts. So I'm like the worst person to talk to on a personal level because of that. And also because I'm just like, I just assume that people can get things, because sometimes people can talk to me and say like a few words from a sentence and I can like completely get the whole concept from a 5 minute conversation that, you know, they would have had to say to someone else because I can read the energy. So I always function from that point of view. So say we had an interaction and you were like, oh, Angela doesn't like me, or Angela hates me. And then the universe starts to provide evidence of that the more you are on that story. the more you are playing that role of Angela hates me, the more the universe provides evidence. And in the beginning, I might not hate you, but the more you focus on that, the more you're concreting that into your reality until it really does affect our relationship, and it really does create this massive barrier. And it might not be that I will, in fact, totally hate you, but it won't be the same as if you gave me the benefit of the doubt and just kind of went like, oh, well, that was interesting. I wonder what that was about. And, you know, if you were just like, well, maybe it wasn't about me. Maybe it has nothing to do with me. I mean, because that's what I mean about creating a different story is, you know, and if you stuck to that story of maybe it wasn't about me and you concreted that in, then that's what you'd get. Does that make sense?
I understand. Yes, definitely. I get it.
Yeah. So it's not, so you're always creating. The universe is always providing, but you're always creating. So the thing to look at is that the more you share a story with someone, it's solidifying that thing. So first, it starts as an intangible, ethereal concept that, you know, is just tiny specks of molecules in the ethers or something. And then you share that story with a friend, or you, by talking about it or writing about it, which is even more powerful. But the sharing of that story with someone else, what that does is they then add energy to that thing. And before you know it, it starts to become physical and real because you're literally creating it. You've just helped me come up with this huge, amazing analogy, so thank you so much. So, Sheree, imagine you have this thing that you think is real. So let's just go with, something yummy instead. So, and let's say that there's this possibility of you having a job that you really, really like. Like maybe it's like you doing what you really, really like and you're like self-employed. So you now have like some sugar. So imagine that's like made sugar, or that's allowed you to at least go to the store and get sugar. And then you go and you tell a friend and she adds flour to it. And then you keep your focus on it, because when you share it with someone else, they manifest it for you. So the Native Americans say don't share your bad stories with other people, because first of all, you're giving your power away, and secondly, you're taking their power away, because you are then both creating crap, basically. So instead of creating crap, why don't you create a cake? Get some eggs, butter, and eventually you stick it in the oven and then it comes out and it's real. So the more you tell a story and the more you share a story, the more you're making something real. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
But when you share a story that's a negative story or a story that you don't like, or a story of what's going on that you don't like, what you're doing is you're disempowering yourself to that person, because you're giving your power away to that person, but you're also taking that person's power away. And then you're both left lesser than you were before. I mean, it's something else to talk about a story from a place of not being a victim or needing support. That's totally different than telling a story from a place of woe is me, God hates me, or the universe hates me, and this is never changing.
Right. I understand that completely. I understand. And that's not helpful in the story as far as the tracking, because you want to get to your whatever you're tracking immediately instead of going on kind of like wild goose chases. So
exactly.
I completely understand. I get it. Thank you.
And then the way that you kind of know is with the program, it's designed to open your awareness. And, you know, it's about being able to check in energetically to see what you're creating. So a really huge concept in Access is truth and lies. So truths are something that are light and freeing, and a lie is something that's binding and constricting. So if you are telling yourself a story and it's painful or it hurts, then it's a lie. Or there's a lie attached to it. So my example of that is my relationship with Julian. I used to have a fear that he would find someone at work. He used to work with this French girl. I mean, she was French with a French accent, and she just oozed sensuality. So I had this silly fear that he would, you know, have like an office affair with her. Well, not office affair, because he's not into that whole thing. Like, if he was going to want to be with someone, he'd just say, I'm leaving you because I'm not interested anymore, because he's very, you know, genuine and amazing that way. But my fear was that that would happen, that or when he was at one of his tracking classes, he would meet someone and want to be with them. Because although I'm into what he does, I'm more of a five-star hotel or cruise girl. You know, I'd rather be on a cruise than doing the whole camping thing. But that's just me. But the way that I was able to get over that and to let go of my fear was the whole truth versus lie. Because the truth, as I said, is light and yummy, and it can set you free. Whereas a lie will be restrictive, it will be binding, and it can be super painful. So you might want to work on playing with, is this a truth or is this a lie?
Awesome.
Yeah, so what I was able to do was, you know, because it was painful, that thought was painful, I knew that it was a lie. And I had to acknowledge that that was a lie that I was creating and perpetuating. So I let it go. And now I don't have that fear anymore because I know that it's not real. So at some point in time, you're going to start functioning from more awareness. I mean, that's another thing that, you know, this whole program is geared to do, is to get you into functioning from awareness. You know, so a tiny bit of my background is that I spent just over 10 years working with Native American medicine men. And the training that I had with them was energy work and awareness, first and foremost, and then relationships. So those were the three things that I really, really focused on. So my intent is to get you to a place of being able to create your ultimate dream lifestyle. I mean, that's what the Ultimate Dream Project is about, really. I mean, that's why I use that URL, because, you know, that is my dream, is to get you to be living that. And part of that is having awareness. And a really great way of doing that is, you know, using the questions so that you're interesting point of view, and just follow that
and then there's more. So I just wanted to talk about what other options there are. If you wanted to have private sessions with me, I'd be happy to have a private talk with you. I was going to say that at the end of the call, I was going to offer something really yummy. So I'm just going to say it now because I can't wait, because I never can wait in giving gifts. I'm known for, like, giving Christmas gifts 3 months early because I just can't wait. So my gift to you for being live on this call is, if you would like a free sort of strategy session, a session with me where I can give you some tips and pointers about where you are right now, I would be happy to do that. And then if you wanted more from me, then I would be happy to talk to you about any packages that we can design. I don't sell packages on my website because I work with people based on their income more than having a set price, because it just doesn't work. I mean, ideally, I would be charging $2,500. That's what I was doing, but I wanted to open myself up a bit more and to have a different type of people to play with instead of just people in business. Although I still love the energy of business, I just wanted to open up to whoever is really willing to change now and who wants to step into their greatness and really start living your ultimate dream. So are there any questions? Because I'm here for you. This time is for you. It's about the program and anything I can do to support you. Are you guys still there?
Yeah, we are muted.
Okay, yeah. If you want to talk, just press star 2. But some people are unmuted.
I don't have a question, but I did want to make a quick comment about what I've experienced since listening to the overnight audio, like one time,
yeah.
Which was last night. Like, usually, like, when I think about where I want to live in the world, it's like, oh, everywhere, London, Japan, wherever. And after listening, like, it felt more concrete and, like, a tangible possibility. So, like, when I was thinking about where I wanted to live, it was like, no, I don't want to live there right now. Like, it was like I really got, like, really specific because I realized I didn't want all of those places, like, for real. it was less floaty as a possibility and, like, more, like, real, like, okay, really, where do I want to live? So I just wanted to say that I noticed that after listening one time, which is, like, really huge for me, so.
Wow, awesome. Thank you so much for that. Perfect. Yay. All right. Lizzie from Amsterdam, you have your hand up, so I am unmuting you. You just give me a second. It's being just a tiny bit tricky. There we go. You're unmuted. Hello, Lizzie. Okay.
Can you hear me?
So, yes.
No. Yes?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
You said if you're focused on what you don't want, you
mm-hmm.
get first more of what you don't want. It's just bringing you more of what you're focused on. So
mm-hmm.
I was wondering,
yeah.
I am really trying, it's more trying to build my practice, and I'm not having clients, so I'm focusing on that. So
mm-hmm.
how can I get more into really getting them and not just focusing on not having them and not getting them from the universe because I'm focused on that? Do I make myself clear?
Yes, you have. Thank you.
Okay.
What I would do is I would ask two questions. One is, if money wasn't the issue, what would I choose?
Okay.
So if money wasn't the issue, what would I choose? So if money wasn't the issue, what would you choose? So this is an awareness question. It's not a logical mind question as much. It's, you know, really expanding out and opening up to what it is that you would choose if money wasn't the issue. The other question is, what is fun for me? So instead of making the working with your clients about the money, make it about what it is that you love doing with them. And if you really don't love what you're doing, then you're going to need to be super honest with yourself with that and look at changing it so that you are loving what you're doing.
Okay.
So I'll give you a story. So last night, I worked with someone. I gave someone a strategy session, and the reason why I gave her a strategy session was because I've been watching her on Facebook for years now, maybe 4 years, and she went from a business that was not making money to being like a multimillionaire. And now she charges the earth for sessions. And I just wanted to be able to give her a session so that I could give her a session. And, you know, would I like to have her as a client? I've been thinking about that. And I was like, yeah, but I gave her a session yesterday and it absolutely rocked her world. Like, she just didn't have any clue about what I can do or what I'm capable of, but I didn't make having her as a client significant, and I didn't make getting money from her important, which made the whole thing so much lighter. So whether I get her as a client or not now doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that I was able to actually play with her, and I was able to give a session to someone that other people have to wait 6 to 7 months to have a session with. And I put more value on that because for me, that was more fun, honestly, than the money. But the more you're focused on the money and the importance of the money, my interesting point of view is the more you are pushing happiness and joy away. But if you are experiencing happiness and joy, it's easier for the money to flow in. So for me, I can see her possibly being a client more easily than if I was focusing on the money, and because I charge people based on what they can afford, it would mean that I would make loads of money. But that's not as important to me as playing with someone who is fun to play with. So I like calling it playing a bit more than working, although we do phenomenal things together. My clients and I, we create amazing things, but it is fun. And I put my focus on that. So, Lizzie, do you get what I'm saying with that?
Yeah, but I'm wondering if do you sense the money thing from me, or is it just more a common thing that when you don't have clients and you're focusing on the money, because I'm more focusing on the fact that I don't have the clients, not the money. The money is not really the issue.
So why is it that you want the clients then?
I like having the results, and I like play using tools, and of course I wouldn't mind if that would bring me money, but I just like to do it. But I'm now mainly focusing on not having them, even when I put an ad down for free sessions. I hardly get any response, so it's interesting.
Okay, well, I would, okay. Well, for me, to be honest, I was picking up a bit of the money thing with you. So I don't know if you are being the surrogate for someone else with that, or if it really is yours, because with the group dynamic, sometimes someone will ask a question and the energy with the question is for someone else and not just for them. But I would, I'm going to go with my first response to you and say that I would ask, if money wasn't the issue, what would I choose and what is fun for me? If you can get into what is really fun for you with working with your clients, like if you can find what it is that you love to do that's more fun than anything else that does not have money attached to it. Like for me, I love cooking. I love eating. I love swimming in the sea. I love having sex. I would choose working with a fun client over those things any day, anytime, because it is really super fun for me. So you need to find something that is that super fun for you and make it about you having fun more than about the results. You can also ask, what invitation can I be here? And then function from that invitation. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how fun is it to work with clients? Not the results, but the just working with clients.
I'm twisting it when it's a client or when it's a friend. When it's a friend or something, it's an 8 or a 9. And when it's a client, it's a 2 or 3. So that's very interesting.
Yeah, so you need to look at, what it is that you'd really like and what is fun for you. So again, start with, if money wasn't the issue, what would I choose? So it seems that you want to work with friends more than clients. So for me, one of the things about working with people is that I immediately bring them into my inner fold, meaning there are very little boundaries and loads of intimacy, because I need that to be able to get the most results for them. So I've got Linda on the phone. I've worked with her about a year or 2 years ago, but I just started working with her last week. And Linda, I've unmuted you if you want to talk, because I know that you know that what I do is create a really open, intimate relationship, where it's like we're friends. At least from my perspective, I look at you as a friend. So I'd like your feedback on that.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me, Angela? It's Linda.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hi. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I completely feel, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for just the tools, the support, just for totally having my back. I really feel like you're not just a coach and a mentor and a spiritual guide. I feel like, I've made a really cool friend, which is really amazing. And, literally every day I've been sharing all my successes with you. And I can honestly, and I'm really not exaggerating, that literally every single day I've had success after success after success after success. And it sounds like I'm really exaggerating, but I've been getting stuff from emails or phone calls or whatever. I mean, literally 2 weeks ago, I started from scratch, I guess. And every day, really, in the last 10 days, I've created a telesummit for which I now have 11 speakers, including a secret millionaire, which is really exciting. And I've wrote a chapter for a book that's about to come out. And I have written an article for a magazine this week. And I've been getting new clients for my bars business. And I was gifted a $1,000 coaching session this week. And I was gifted a beautiful book on crystals and attunement cards, which I've been having a lot of fun with. I could literally go on. I wrote a list of all the stuff that's happened this week, and that was really to kind of, you know, because I've been in this space of, wow, what else is possible? But actually, it's really, I've been completely expanded this week. And I wrote a list last night, and it was really, the list was to kind of get into the space of, wow, I chose this. Now, what do I choose? Because I think previously I've had successes, and then I've kind of stopped myself. It's kind of like, oh, this is too much for me, and it sounds really ridiculous now that I'm saying it, but I'm really open to receiving more and more and more and more now, rather than kind of limiting, putting a limit on the success or what I'm willing to receive. And that's the space that I feel I'm really stepping into literally in the last couple of weeks. And yes, I did work with you probably about just over a year ago it was now, and I remember it was a really short period of time. And I remember literally a few days after I started working with you, I had an extra £600 come in, which is about $1,000 come into my bank account, and that was how quick I got results then. So, you know, it's just been mind-blowing the last week to 10 days. I've just had more results than I've had in years, really. So I feel like every single cell in my body has just woke up, and I'm literally vibrating all the time. I'm feeling quite relaxed at the moment, but I can just feel a real openness in my chest. It's like everything's completely opened up. And I think in the past I've been kind of quite afraid of my own potency, and now I'm kind of like totally ready for it, totally ready for change, totally open to receiving. Really excited about doing the tools every day. It's, oh, what one should I do today? I'm just so excited. I can't wait to do them. And so, yeah, I hope that's kind of what you wanted.
Yay, thank you. Yeah, so Lizzie and everyone else, I mean, if you're working with clients, I mean, I just wanted to share Linda's experience with you and, you know, kind of like the relationship that I have with her, because in normal coaching, you wouldn't have that kind of relationship. So I don't do what I do the way that anyone else does it. You need to figure out how you do what you do and what you do, and what works for you and what is fun for you, because you can't do your job, your joy of being, by following someone else's model. You know, so if you get where it is that it's fun for you and you know what it is that you want, then you can have those people come in. So for me, what I focus on, again, is what is fun for me and what it is that I'm looking for. So for me, I'm specifically looking for people who are like Linda. They want a personal cheerleader, but they also want someone who's going to call them on their shit and say, look, you can't do this because this is the thing that's limiting you. So, you know, one of the things that I had was quite a few people emailed me saying that my photo did not match the energy behind my videos. And I kind of get that. I mean, a lot of people said, well, you come across in your emails as being really nice. And I can be nice, but I can be an absolute total bitch if I have to, because my thing with you is, you know, my priority with you is to get you to change. And although I am there for you and have your back and am really your number one friend and cheerleader, I'm not going to sugarcoat things for you, and I'm not going to say, oh yeah, you're doing great, when you're totally fucking up, because that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to tell you the truth and to get you to being your absolute greatness, and I'm willing to be whatever it takes to do that.
and I am totally intense and intimate. So you need to know what you are and what works for you and how it works for you. For me, my whole life changed when I was able to say, you know what? I'm not politically correct when I work with people. I don't follow anybody else's coaching model or facilitating model. I do it my way, and that's what's fun for me. So you just need to find people that are willing to play with you, but you need to be clear first and foremost what it is that you like doing. So Lizzie, you obviously like facilitating and coach or doing whatever it is that you do with your friends. So you need to look at what's different between what you do with your friends and what's different with new people. And maybe you can tweak it and change it so that you can have paying clients that are like your friends, where you're replicating what you're doing with your friends, because there's got to be something different because you have a discrepancy with your two numbers there. So you need to get clear as to what it is.
Thank you. Yeah, that makes sense.
Perfect. Yay. So if you could have anything from me on this call, what would it be? Is there any other questions?
Angela?
Yes?
Can you hear me? Okay, it's Mary. I had two interesting questions, and I'll first kind of share a little bit with you and everyone so they know where I'm coming from. Because I have been using these tools, access tools, personally, and I know a lot of VARS facilitators are on this call, and not everybody does use the tools, so I just wanted to share that they work when you use them. And as you said about, you know, doing it 5 minutes, five times a day, I mean, I was doing hours of processing different questions that I knew would just felt that this is what I need today or this is what I need tomorrow. And sometimes I did the same processing questions for weeks. So just to give a feel of what you talk about when, you know, you love to do the work, you do have to love to want that transformation really badly. And that was my whole thing, to find out how you even, you know, how you're doing this. And I just absolutely getting great energy that I just love it. But my question was, I have actually a specific question, breathing in, like on the tapes, and through your mouth and breathing out is so contrary to the breathing that I've been doing that I, you know, feel very comfortable with. And I was going to ask you, when you first did that, did it feel that strange to you? And do you continually to do in your meditations always breathe like that? Or is that something that you just do for that specific meditation, the grounding meditation, things like that?
It's just a way of getting into a different state. It is different. I get that it's different. It's just something that I learned from one of my native teachers and Richard Bandler, which I assume he learned from the natives because he has a lot of Native American Indian training as well. Because everything that I learned in all of the NLP classes that I took with Bandler, I'd already learned from my training with the Native American medicine men, apart from two things, which I found phenomenally interesting. It is weird, but the idea is, and I'm not quite sure if I say it on there, I think I do, is that you should breathe in through your mouth and hold for a certain count. So you're breathing in and breathing in for a certain count, and then you are holding it for a certain count, and then you breathe it out through your nose for a certain count. But the idea is to double the length of your exhale. So the breathing in and the holding your breath or it should be the same count. So if you're doing counting to, I don't know, 4 or 5 or something, it should be a 4 or 5. And the exhaling should then be an 8. I mean, an 8 or a 10.
Okay, that's really interesting because my biggest challenge is the out breath, and doubling that is like, oh my gosh, I'm I can't breathe. You know, it's really interesting, but I am
it slows everything down. It's supposed to slow you down. The whole idea of it is that it gets you into trance much more quickly.
Oh, great. Well, that explains it then. And it is something that my subconscious would love to skip over because it loves not to slow down. That's exactly what
exactly.
I resist. It's something that I need the most. And the other question was, and it's a little off topic, but it's the same. It's within your program. You said something about some body work, and I'm very interested when I get to that point on the tapes, obviously, to go through that.
Okay. Step. Well, the body work is actually body processes, either Access or Native American, that I'm offering for the people who are in the free trial. Because I think there's people from everywhere today, because I've opened up the first module to absolutely everyone, but there was a free trial, and Mary's part of the free trial, and I'm just on a weekly basis pretty much just doing some energetic body processes on everyone just to support you, and that's what I would be doing if you were having private sessions with me. That's basically part of that whole analogy of your stuff being on the right-hand side and me helping to pull it towards you.
Okay, so does that mean, let me get this straight, because it's very interesting to me, between the Access and the Native American tools, that the body work, because I took level one and level two, I mean level foundation in Access, and that a verbal kind of a similar, but I'm confused because it's like hands-on some of the processes, or you kind of share that? I mean, maybe I'll just wait for our talk later if I don't want to hold up the line.
No, I don't. Within the trial program, I'm not teaching body processes. I do have a class where I teach body processes. It's called Happy Body, Happy Business, and the prerequisite is that you are a BARS facilitator and you've taken foundation in level one.
Okay, so that answers my question then, because, you know, I like you have worked for years and years and years on a lot of my stuff and really seeing a lot of things manifest right now. And
yeah.
It's fun, but you can't. It's always changing and constantly creating. And the support of playing with people is really very, very important. People need to realize that, and I do realize that. Being in the it's like being in the mastermind group of the creators here, you know. And that's important for all of us to grow together, so we can grow with more people and help more people be aware. So thanks. That answers that, Angela. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. And in Georgia, you had your hand up, so I've unmuted you.
Yeah, hi. I'm 72. I'm retired. I don't want to do a business. I'm pretty happy and free. I feel pretty much like I'm where I want to be. Just wondered if your program would have anything for me. I've followed you for years, and I really feel drawn to you. I have done Access, the initial ones with Rika and the BARS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, what I've just recently done, and this ties into what I was saying, you know, to Lizzie, is I really looked at what was fun for me. And for me, the energy of business is really fun. But to be honest, when I was working with my clients in business, I facilitated them in absolutely every single aspect of their life. So the program would be great for you if you just wanted to have more ease or better relationships or more of an ability to create what it is that you would like to create. Working with me would be applicable only if you had some sort of dream that you required support in achieving. And
and or you needed your own personal cheerleader, friend, someone who has your back that, you know, supporting you in being everything that you can be, just being your greatness in totality. So whatever it is that you're looking to achieve, I'm absolutely confident that I could support you with that as
joy,
long as it's a match.
You know, I'm pretty much here. You know,
yeah, well,
I don't want to go out
how
and
did you get
anything.
Than that?
What? You know, I really don't know how it gets better than that because we all go up and down. And I guess when I have, like, months of joy and peace and I've done Dee Wallace's program, I Am Divine Love, I feel like I know I create everything and I have
right.
all the access questions, you know, and I guess I want it all the time. And it there are times that part of life is the downs.
Right. Well, I think the program is designed to support you to always be generating and creating more and experiencing more levels of happiness. I think when I first started about 3 years ago when, you know, things started shifting for me and I actually started to really experience happiness, I was amazed and I couldn't believe that there could be any more happiness than I was experiencing, but I don't have that limit anymore because the happiness that I have has grown exponentially and it just keeps growing. So now I'm just always open to even more.
Okay. Yeah, I'm open to magic and miracles. I really, my expectation is magic and miracles and flying with
yeah.
me and riding on the wind and the birds.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, that's what, you know, I look to create for myself, and that's the sort of lifestyle that I'm looking to support others in creating where, you know, every time I have an interaction with someone or every time I go out, it's an amazing, fun, phenomenal experience, and it's something totally different, and I just enjoy it so much, and that's what I'm looking for with other people, to have that plus living the life of their dreams, because there's just no reason to be unhappy.
I agree. Okay, thank you. That pretty much answers my questions. I love your work, and I love you. Thank you. And I'm all
thank you,
my
Anne.
Whole life
I
about
agree.
Love. That's all there is, right?
Okay, I'm going to mute you now, Anne, because there's a lot of noise coming from your line. Okay. Are there any other questions?
Angela.
Yes, who's that?
This is Lisa. Can you hear me?
Yes, sweetie, I can hear you.
I'm sorry. The only reason I spoke up when you were talking about your free gift at the end, sorry, I'm getting sick. My throat's giving me some trouble. But you didn't tell us what we needed to do to be able to have access or to be able to get your free gift.
Okay, well, if you just reply to the email where you were told about this call, that will get to me, or you can email me at, hold on just a second. I've just had to move to Gmail because my Yahoo account is naughty. So my Gmail address is agowerjohnson@gmail.com. So you can email me at that, or you can email me at angela@ultimatedreamproject.com. So just say that you were on this call and you would like your free strategy session.
Okay, thank you. I was just wondering how we could
get a hold
of you.
Well, thank you for that question. Very good question. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much. I'd just like to let everyone know that I'm starting a sort of mastermind-ish kind of group. It's called the Ultimate Dream Project Group. It's where we would talk every other Thursday, and the calls will be recorded, and it's $27 a month to join that. But my idea is that you would only join it once you've gone through step one, or you can be on the calls if you've signed up for step one, which is the free, not the step one, I mean the first module, which is module one, which has the three steps and the tools for change. But what I ask is that the people who call in, if they don't ask questions unless they've at least gone through step two and module one, that way we're always doing really intense nitty-gritty work, because the idea is for me to be able to support you in a group environment, for you to have access to me, and for us to have really, really yummy change calls. So if you're interested in that, you can just go to my website, and it's called UDP Group. There's a tab on ultimatedreamproject.com, and the tab is UDP Group. And as I said, that's $27 a month for two calls on a Thursday. And I would love, 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 love to have you join that. And thank you so much for being you. If there's any other questions, now's the time to speak, because I'm about to go. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the call. I am going to be doing a free call every month, and then we'll have the paid group membership for $27 for anyone who wants more in-depth, intense, being on the hot seat, getting to ask questions. So thank you so much for being here. If you'd like your free strategy session, just contact me from the contact page on the website, or email me at agowerjohnson@gmail.com or angela@ultimatedreamproject.com. I adore you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you, Angela. You're awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.